Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at Macworld San Francisco. I'm with John Wallace, the founder and president of Now Software. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Let's talk about calendars and calendaring applications. A lot of folks think, well, you've got a calendar iCal built into the operating system. Why do I need more? But obviously, a lot of people need more, and you have a lot of dedicated users for your software.
Well, yeah, iCal and Address Book are they're adequate base-level products. But a lot of folks need a little bit more. They want the synchronization across groups. They want an integrated app for our new product, Nighthawk. It's an integrated calendar and contact management solution. Also, it's cross-platform. So it's not just Mac, it's also Windows. And in a lot of environments, just Mac only doesn't quite fit the company or the organization. So with Nighthawk, what we've done is we've created a product that does calendar contact management for Mac and Windows, syncs to all of your devices, and it does that through iSync and Sync services. So no matter what size organization you are, Nighthawk's a good solution for that.
We live in a much more technologically dependent world, and our schedules are much more hectic, and projects are much more hectic. How does technology help or maybe hurt us in these situations?
Well, the biggest help from technology is it lets groups of people organize themselves. There's only so much I can do by myself. But once I get my schedule, communicate that with other people on the project, I can have people that are not only in the same area as me, but really spread out around the country or the world. And so, for example, I might want to schedule tasks and find out what someone's priorities are at any time. I might be working nights and weekends. They might be working during the day. But technology lets us synchronize what we're doing to all work cooperatively together.
Now, is this considered a server approach to doing it?
Well, with Nighthawk, we have a client software, and then we have a server that everyone syncs to. It's free. So I would be running Nighthawk on, say, my Mac, and somebody else would be running Nighthawk on, say, their Mac or their PC, and the server would be running. When I do something, it synchronizes itself to the server, and that has the master copy of the data. Somebody else does something, it would then synchronize their things to the server and then pull down things that I've done, and I pull down things that they've done. So the server is really the central repository of information that we all synchronize to, but it lets us all work independently of each other.
So is Nighthawk the name or a code name for the product?
Well, when we started the product about 18 months ago, the code name of the product was Nighthawk. And that's because we were working nights and days and nights and weekends. And so the final name is going to be to be determined. Now, this is really the follow-on to Now, Up-to-Date, and Contact, but it's more than just that. So Nighthawk is about time and it's about people and organizing those. And so Now, Up-to-Date, and Contact were always about that. But with Nighthawk, there are all these other modules that we can add in, because Nighthawk is inherently modular, so we can add in a module for sales management, or for project management, or for scheduling. All those are different elements of people working together cooperatively, and Nighthawk's going to enable me to do that. So calendar and contact's going to be common across everything, but a company might want to buy 5 of our sales management pieces and, say, 3 of our project management pieces to assemble something that suits them, that suits their organization, and customize that rather than spending a lot of money on every workstation. They can pick and choose the pieces that they want for each individual.
This is a much more modular approach to using the software.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the core of Nighthawk is extremely modular. It was built in layers of using the latest technology like SQL databases, and all of our network traffic is SSL encrypted and so forth. And so we've taken a very modular, modern technological approach to Nighthawk, and yet provide a very streamlined, easy-to-use product, beautiful user interface, easy cooperation between the various elements.
You have a loyal following of people who love and use Now Up-to-Date on a regular basis. Will what is currently called Nighthawk fit for their needs as well, or is it going to be extensible only to a larger business?
Well, when we were designing the follow-on to Now Up-to-Date and Contact, we wanted something that really applied to those folks. These are our customers. These are people who rely on our products to help them with their data every day. So Nighthawk uses as its core design the same kind of look and feel as you'd find in Now Up-to-Date and Contact, but it's been extended. It's been made aquified. It's a very, very beautiful modern Macintosh application. So yeah, it should be instantly recognizable to all those folks. You have all the month views, week views, multi-day views on the calendar side, the list views and the detail views. But we've also added a lot of other things in too, like our new card view and our new address label view on the contact side. The ability to look at emails in the product. So say someone emails you, and that person's contact information is in the contact portion of Nighthawk, then Nighthawk will pull in their emails into Nighthawk so that, let's say that you have a customer you're corresponding with, their email's pulled into Nighthawk, so you can read it inside of Nighthawk. Also, you can send information from Nighthawk, although we send that through your email program. Nighthawk, you can actually write the note in Nighthawk or the message in Nighthawk and send it out. Also, if this is a shared contact, that email message would then be shared out to the people who have access to that contact. So if I'm working with a customer and that customer sends me an email, that email would then be able to be shared across other people who have access to that customer's record if I so choose to do so. Yeah, so Nighthawk really is designed to have support for an up-to-date and contacts look and feel that's been extended with all these new technology features.
So you can do publishing very easily.
Yeah, absolutely. So being able to publish your calendar to the web, your contacts to the web, as you need to, that's all in Nighthawk.
Now, a lot of folks use Entourage. How does this play with that?
Well, to the extent that Entourage supports sync services, which is Apple's new way of sharing data, it should work fine. So here's what Apple's done, which is really pretty brilliant. With 10.4 Tiger, what they did was they have this thing called sync services, and all of the applications have the ability to put data into the central database and pull data out. And so what happens is that when you edit information in Nighthawk, we make that available through sync services to your email program. So that what would happen is a new contact record goes in Nighthawk, automatically that information shows up in any iSync-compatible email program like Apple Mail. I don't know the current level of synchronization services support in Entourage, but I do know that that's the way that Apple's going with their data sharing services, and we're right there with them. We're making sure that we're very modern and supporting on the leading edge of all that new technology from Apple.
John, where can our listeners find out more about Now Software?
Well, visit us at our website at nowsoftware.com. You can download Now UpToDate and Contact, which is our current Eddie Award-winning software program, and try that out free for 30 days. There is an upgrade path from Now UpToDate and Contact to Nighthawk. You can also take a look at what we're talking about for Nighthawk on our website as well. That's nowsoftware.com. And we'd love to hear from folks.
Thanks a whole lot for spending time with us today, John.
Thank you very much.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.